was 23 years ago when these sides last met in the FA Cup final. It was just a few weeks after the Hillsborough tragedy. I was commentating at Hillsborough. Mike was commentating here at Wembley with Peter Jones in the final. And they were terribly emotional days for us all to cope with. Three prominent members of that Hillsborough family support group received the flowers. Margaret Aspinall, who lost her son, Trevor Hicks, who lost his daughters, and Janet Spearhead. And here we are, to the applause of everyone inside Wembley Stadium, 23 years on, and we still await justice for the 96 who lost their lives that day. Their families, some of whom have Everton supporters amongst them, still await answers to their questions, waiting for those who should have been held responsible to be held responsible. The hope is that finally 2012 will be the year that those answers are made public. The 14 members representing the Hillsborough Family Support Group still line the touchline. The players have shaken hands, and as they did in 89, however difficult it was that day, and I remember emotionally being distraught before kickoff when Jerry Marsden sang "You'll Never Walk Alone," and I for one had to leave our old commentary position here at Wembley. However emotional it is, once that whistle is blown today, we have yet another Merseyside derby, the 218th between the sides, the most played fixture in English football, and of course it matters on Merseyside.